Ciao. Just a quick note before we get started. We wanted to let you know that doors to our online Italian school are opening very soon.
We'd love to see you there. So if you think you might like to join us, click the link in the description to find out more.
If you're learning Italian so that you can talk to people on your trip, this lesson is for you. Chatting with Italians as you go about your day, taxi drivers, baristas, waiters, makes your trip really special.
Yes, I would even go as far as to say that the Italian phrases that help you have everyday conversations are the most important ones you'll ever learn. They help you connect with us on a deeper level and feel like a respectful traveler. And you get insider tips so you can avoid tourist traps and you learn the best things to do. And of course, eat.
So in this episode, you'll learn how to have a conversation with the Italians you meet. Ciao a tutti e benvenuti. Hi everyone and welcome to Learn Italian with Joy of Languages. And just a quick note before we get started, if you're listening to this on your podcast app, could you hit the subscribe or follow button? This way you'll get notified when we release a new episode and you'll help us grow so that we can keep making free lessons like this one. Grazie mille. Thanks a lot.
So, Katie, you are quite shy sometimes, but when you travel, you really come out of your shell.
It's true. I used to be really scared of talking to the locals, but then gradually I realized that actually, if you prepare yourself with the right phrases, it kind of works. And then I started talking to everyone. You'll notice that actually a lot of Italians are really curious about travelers and enjoy interacting with you. So it's fun for everyone, even if you just start with the few phrases you know.
And it helps you do one of your favorite things, eat nice food.
Yeah. I also travel on my own sometimes, and I always come back having found some lovely little restaurants thanks to the people I meet.
Listen to a typical conversation we might have when Katie gets back. Can you hear some useful phrases for talking to the locals? Cosa hai fatto al lago?
Ho mangiato i funghi porcini, buonissimi. Consiglio del tassista.
Parli con tutti. Come fai?
Facile. Chiedo, vive in zona? Quali sono i piatti tipici? Mi può consigliare un ristorante?
Così trovi sempre un posto dove mangiare. Dovrebbero darti la cittadinanza italiana.
So Matteo asked,
cosa hai fatto al lago?
What did you do at the lake? Literally,
cosa?
What?
Hai?
You have?
Fatto?
Done.
Al?
At the. A means at and il means the. We smush them together to get al.
Lago.
Lake. I said,
ho mangiato i funghi porcini.
I ate porcini mushrooms.
Ho.
I have.
Mangiato.
Eaten.
I.
The.
Funghi.
Mushrooms.
Porcini.
Porcini. In Italian, we normally put the describing word, in this case, porcini, at the end, after the thing we're describing. And a lot of places around the Italian Alps have funghi porcini when they're in season. They're delicious. Buonissimi. Then I said,
consiglio del tassista.
Recommendation from the taxi driver. Literally,
consiglio.
Advice.
Del.
Of the. Di means of and il means the. We smush them together to get del.
Tassista.
Taxi driver. And this is the same for male and female taxi drivers. It's invariable, always tassista. In Italian, when we recommend things like dishes to eat, places to visit, films to watch, etc., we actually use the word consiglio, which literally means advice. It's one of those little quirks that's best just to learn without worrying too much about the logic. Then Matteo said,
Parli con tutti.
You talk to everyone.
Parli.
You talk.
Con.
With.
Tutti.
Everyone.
Come fai?
How do you do it?
Come?
How?
Fai.
You do. Then I said,
Facile.
Easy.
Chiedo.
I ask.
Vive in zona?
Do you live in this area? Literally.
Vive.
You live in the formal address.
In.
In.
Zona.
Zone. In Italian, when we ask a question, we don't use do. We just say the sentence with a question tone. You live in this area? Vive in questa zona? And here we use the formal you live, which is vive. We normally use the formal address when talking to people we don't know, like taxi drivers.
Vive. Vive. Vive in questa zona?
I also ask,
Quali sono i piatti tipici?
What are the typical dishes?
Quali?
Which?
Sono?
Are?
I piatti?
The dishes?
Tipici.
Typical. Next, the most important question of all.
Mi può consigliare un ristorante?
Can you recommend a restaurant? Literally.
Mi.
To me.
Può.
You can. In the formal address.
Consigliare.
Advise.
Un ristorante.
A restaurant. And between English and Italian, there are lots of little structural differences and things that don't always translate perfectly, as you'll have noticed in this episode. In this case, it's best to just learn this particular phrase because it will be really handy in lots of situations. Can you recommend, again, is mi può consigliare.
The word consigliare is a bit of a mouthful.
Yeah, and right in the middle we've got the L sound, which is spelt G-L-I. You place your tongue flat across the top of your mouth and glide it forward. L, L, L.
Consigliare. Consigliare. Consigliare.
Can you recommend?
Mi può consigliare? Mi può consigliare?
Can you recommend a restaurant?
Mi può consigliare un ristorante? Mi può consigliare un ristorante?
Can you recommend a dish? A dish is un piatto.
Mi può consigliare un piatto? Mi può consigliare un piatto?
Can you recommend a wine?
Mi può consigliare un vino? Mi può consigliare un vino?
It's a very useful and versatile phrase for getting tips from the locals. Finally, Matteo said,
Così trovi sempre un posto dove mangiare.
This way you always find a place to eat.
Così.
This way.
Trovi.
You find.
Sempre.
Always.
Un.
A.
Posto.
Place.
Dove.
Where.
Mangiare.
To eat. And this is a very Italian skill. So then Matteo said,
Dovrebbero darti la cittadinanza italiana.
They should give you Italian citizenship.
Dovrebbero.
They should.
Darti.
Give you.
La cittadinanza.
The citizenship.
Italiana.
Italian. So let's review those useful phrases again for getting advice from the locals. We have, Do you live in this area? You live, formal, in this zone.
Vive in questa zona? Vive in questa zona?
What are the typical dishes? Literally, which are the dishes typical?
Quali sono i piatti tipici? Quali sono i piatti tipici?
Finally, can you recommend? Literally, to me, you can formal, advise.
Mi può consigliare? Mi può consigliare?
Then you can add whatever you like. So a restaurant, for example. Can you recommend a restaurant?
Mi può consigliare un ristorante? Mi può consigliare un ristorante?
Let's listen to the conversation again.
Cosa hai fatto al lago?
Ho mangiato i funghi porcini, buonissimi. Consiglio del tassista.
Parli con tutti. Come fai?
Facile. Chiedo, vive in zona? Quali sono i piatti tipici? Mi può consigliare un ristorante?
Così trovi sempre un posto dove mangiare. Dovrebbero darti la cittadinanza italiana.
Over on the blog, you'll find lots more phrases that will help you talk to the people you meet in Italian, including how to talk about your travel plans and experiences in Italy.
Oh yes, we are often curious to know more about this.
And everyday stuff like comments to make on the weather.
It's a good conversation opener in Italy too.
And last but definitely not least, there's a link with advice on what to do if you feel nervous about starting a conversation in Italian.
To find out more, click the link in the description or go to italian.joyoflanguages.com/podcast and search for episode 134. See you next time.
Or as we say in Italian,
alla prossima.